The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Welcome to a new edition of our podcast. This week, our question is from Tim in Magdeburg. He would like to know why foam lathers or creates suds. At first, foam seems rather unspectacular, but the truth is it is a vital component in our daily lives for shaving, washing our hair, taking a bath, or for washing dishes. Quite a bit would be missing without shampoo, bath bubbles, or dishwashing liquid. If you take a closer look at foam, you can see that it actually consists of many tiny air bubbles. How does the air get into the bubbles, and why does it stay there? I asked Dr. Verena Pietzner, an instructor of chemistry at the University of Würzburg. To produce so-called liquid foam, you basically need two components, a soap solution and air. And when air is added to or whipped into the soap solution, for example when splashing in the bathtub, the outcome is foam or suds. Eventually, you have bubbles that are covered by a soapy, wet, stabilizing film. If you were to try and make foam out of clear water, you'd quickly give up because water cannot capture air or gas bubbles. This is due to water's surface tension. This changes if you add a so-called surface active agent, or in short, surfactant. For example, with a soap solution. The surfactant makes the barrier between water and air unstable. Thus, when air is added at high velocity, the water and soap solution insulates the air bubbles. So, according to every need, you can produce foaming bubbles in varying sizes, stability, and longevity. For example, a fine, creamy lather for shaving, or larger suds for washing dishes. The fact that suds or bubbles do not collapse immediately has to do with a special surfactant characteristic. This active agent ensures that one end of the molecules turns away from water from the inside and outside of each air bubble. This special aligning makes the foam stable for a certain period of time. But foam is not always welcome. In the dishwasher, it can leave unsightly spots and residue on plates and glasses. This is one of the many reasons scientists have specifically measured foam in search of substances that create fewer suds and still maintain their cleaning function. Aw, that was fast. We are already at the end of our podcast for today. I look forward to sharing another interesting episode with you next week. Until then, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.